This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hamas says it is reviewing a new Israeli proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza, and Egypt intensifying efforts to broker a deal to end the war. Stave off a planned Israeli ground offensive in the city of Rafah as well. The Israeli military has massed dozens of tanks and armored vehicles in southern Israel, close to the Rafah border, and locations in the city, and their daily airstrikes. Rafah is on the border with Egypt. Egypt has cautioned that an offensive into Rafah could cause and catastrophic consequences. Hamas's statement on Saturday came hours after a high-level Egyptian delegation wrapped up a visit to Israel. A glitzy election year, roast by U.S. President Joe Biden, has drawn journalists, celebrities, and politicians, but also hundreds of protesters against the war in Gaza. The annual White House Correspondents Association dinner was taking place in Washington Saturday. This year's dinner was being held in the face of a call for journalists to boycott it, and even in a killing of Arab journalists covering the war in Gaza. The protesters ran after guests in tuxes and long dresses, hurrying into the dinner, chanting, "Shame on you." The United Nations says Sudanese paramilitary forces are encircling the only capital they have not captured in the western Darfur region, warning that an attack would have devastating consequences for the Sudanese, or I should say for the city's 800,000 inhabitants. You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia has launched a barrage of missiles against Ukraine directed at energy facilities. The energy minister said facilities in several areas in the south of the country and in Lviv in the west had been attacked. A psychiatric hospital was damaged, and one person was wounded after Russia launched the missile attacks on Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv. Meanwhile, Russia said its air defense systems had intercepted more than 60 drones over the southern Krasnodar region. They intercepted the more than 60 drones over the area, and the regional governor said the Ukrainian forces targeted an oil refinery and infrastructure facilities, but that there were no casualties or serious damage. Flooding and heavy rains in Kenya have killed at least 70 people since mid-March. A government spokesperson said twice as many as were reported earlier this week. The East African country has seen weeks of heavy rains and severe flooding in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, as well as the country's western and central regions. Residents began sifting through the rubble after a tornado plowed through suburban Omaha, Nebraska, and demolishing homes and businesses had moved for its miles through farmland and into subdivisions. People gathered Saturday morning in the streets in the Elkhorn in Omaha amid the scattered remains of the homes. And Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen planned to tour the area later in the day. Some injuries were reported. There were no immediate reports of fatalities as multiple tornadoes were reported in Nebraska and Iowa as well. The coincidence of presidential elections in the United States and Mexico City every 12 years is providing a valuable way to compare the two countries. With the U.S. presidential election looming, immigration is roiling conversation. The different ways migrants is resonating in the country's elections reflects the neighbors' different styles of democracy. Mexico has stronger political parties and more economically driven debates. The difference is particularly stark in two places on either side of the border disrupted by the most recent influx of migrants. That's Monterrey, Mexico, and Denver, Colorado. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil. VOA News.